This is. 刚才我们唱的这首诗歌实在是一首非常好的诗歌.
And I think this is such a great hymn that we were just singing.
副歌说到, 我欠千万金, 主替我还清.
And in the chorus it says, sin has left a crimson stain. Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe.
英文说的, 其实是更完全一点, 中文是说, 我欠千万金, 主替我还清,
the Chinese translated into I have owed 1,000 talent, but Jesus paid it all. But English said it even better.
因为英文还有一句就是说, 我欠主一切,
because it says that Jesus paid it all, so all to him I owe.
刚才, 新友弟兄跟我们讲说, 我们在地上,
And our brother was just sharing with us that sometimes we are indebted to people on the earth and we can repay it.
但是我们欠神,
but the debt of sin that we owe to the Lord, we can never repay it with our whole life. Only the Lord Jesus Himself can pay our debt.
所以我欠主千万金, 主已经为我还清, 那今天呢, 我就欠主一切。
So because I have owed all of our sins to Him, and He has paid it all, so today we owe everything to Him.
愿早晨, 我们一起来, 用一个感谢的心, 主我们在主的面前, 来听主的话。
So with a grateful heart this morning, may we come before the Lord and hear His word.
我们要读几处的圣经。
We'll begin by reading a few scriptures.
首先,第一处在马太福音第五章第七节。
First in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 7.
马太福音五章七节。
Matthew 5, 7.
好,早早的我们一起来念。
When you have found it, we can read it together.
用我们自己熟悉的语言。
In whichever language you prefer.
来。连续人的人有福了,因为他们必蒙连续。 马太福音六章十四到十五节。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15.
马太福音六章十四十五节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15.
同样一起来读。
Together again.
For if you forgive others for their transgressions,
your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
下面我们要读一处比较长的圣经, 是在, 马太福音18章21到35节。
And we'll read another passage that's a little longer in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 35.
我先念, 然后请我们的弟兄来翻。
And I'll read it first, and the brother will read it in English.
那时彼得近前来, 对耶稣说, 主啊, 我弟兄得罪我, 我当饶恕他几次呢? 到七次可以吗? 耶稣说, 我对你说, 不是到七次, 乃是到70个七次。 天国好像一个王, 要和他仆人算账, 才算的时候, 有人带了一个欠, 1000万银子的来, 因为他没有什么偿还之物, 主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女, 并一切所有的都卖了偿还, 那仆人就伏伏拜, 他说, 主啊, 宽容我吧, 将来我都要还清。 那仆人的主人就动了慈心, 把他释放了, 并且免了他的债。
From verse 21, Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. And when he had begun to settle them, one owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, his lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayments to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything. And the lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt.
28节, 那仆人出来, 遇见他的一个同伴欠他10两银子, 便揪着他，掐住他的喉咙说，你把所欠的还我。他的同伴就俯伏央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯，进去把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说，你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了，你不当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。他们个人，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们的。
From verse 28, but the slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and he seized him and began to choke him, saying, pay back what you owe. So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, have patience with me, and I will repay you. But he was unwilling, and went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what he owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved, and came and reported to their lord all had happened. Then summoning him, his lord said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I have mercy on you? And his lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.
以弗所书四章三十二节。
And Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32.
以弗所书四章三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32.
我们一起来读。
And we can read it together.
并要以恩慈相待。存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。哥罗西书三章十二十三节。
And Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 and 13.
哥罗西书三章十二十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 and 13.
好，我们一起来读。
Together.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人。就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。我们再有点祷告。
Let us have further word of prayers.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
早晨，你又聚集我们一同到你的面前来，可以与你。主来亲近，可以来与你在灵里面来交通，可以来听你的声音。
This morning again, you have gathered us in your presence to draw near to you. In the spirit, we can fellowship with you and hear your word.
早晨你提醒我们，我们是在欠你千万金，但是主已经替我们还清。
Lord, you have reminded this morning we have owed you 10,000 talents, yet you have paid it all.
我们理当来完全归给你。
Now all to you we owe.
主啊，你说我们是主啊，是蒙神所拣选、圣洁蒙爱的。
You have chosen us as holy and beloved.
就当存怜悯、恩慈、忍耐、谦虚、温柔的心。主啊，我们可以来彼此宽容、彼此饶恕。
And we ought to put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, and gentleness, and to bear with one another and forgive each other.
主啊，我们向你承认，这是我们天然人里面没有的。
We confess this is not within our natural being.
主，但是你的生命却是主这样子一个完全的生命。
Yet you have given us a life that is perfect.
主啊，你要我们主能够饶恕人，像你饶恕我们一样。
You call us to forgive others as you have forgiven us.
愿你对我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
也为我们的心来向你反应。
Oh, that our heart may respond to you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们恩典。上个月我们交通到彼此相爱。
We thank the Lord by His grace. Last month we shared love one another.
今天愿意跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享彼此饶恕。
And today I want to share with you to forgive one another.
我们蒙恩得救以后，主就把他自己的生命放在我们里面。
After we're saved, He has placed His life into us.
这个生命带我们来爱神，也来彼此相爱。
And this life brought us to love God and also to love one another.
可是有些事情呢， 却能够来拦阻我们彼此相爱。
But there are always some things that can hinder us from loving one another.
好像爱神是容易一点，彼此相爱好像难一点。
As if loving God is easier, but loving one another is harder.
因为我们中间呢，在人跟人相处，难免有一些误会，或者说有一些小的一些难处哈。有时候我们是得罪了别人，有时候是别人得罪我们。
Because in our interactions with one another, there's always some misunderstandings or difficulties. Sometimes it's when we offended others, sometimes it's when they offended us.
也许我们对别人有些看法，也许别人对我们有些看法。
And perhaps we have some opinions towards others, and perhaps they have opinions towards us.
更严重的呢，也许我们当中有一些争竞，甚至有仇恨。
Or even worse, there might be strifes among us, or even hatreds.
这些都拦阻我们彼此相爱。
And all of these will hinder us from loving one another.
那我们如何来除去我们弟兄姐妹中间的难处呢？
Now how do we deal with these difficulties between brothers and sisters?
主要教导我们彼此饶恕。
The Lord teaches us that we ought to forgive one another.
所以愿意从三方面我们一起来思想我们怎么样彼此饶恕。
So I want to share with you from three aspects how to forgive each other.
第一，我们来认识这赦罪的恩典。
First of all, we need to know the grace that forgave us.
第二个，要来认识这个饶恕的生命。
And secondly, we need to know the life of forgiveness.
第三，我们要怎么样来实行，来彼此饶恕。
And thirdly is the practicality of forgiving one another.
首先，我们来看这个赦罪的恩典。
First of all, we need to see the grace that has forgiven our transgressions.
圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible has told us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
没有一人，连一个都没有。
There is not one righteous, not even one.
然后罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
所以我们本来都是该死该灭亡的。
So we all are destined to die, to perish.
但是圣经告诉我们说，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
Yet the Bible tells us the free gift of God is that we have received eternal life in Christ Jesus.
我们信主的，我们每个人都蒙神的恩典，因着耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义。
And all of us who are believers, because of the grace in Christ Jesus, we have been justified for free.
大卫他在他的诗篇里面他就说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的主不算为有罪的这人是有福的。
And David in the hymn says, Blessed is a man whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. And blessed is a man whose sin the Lord does not keep into account.
我们感谢主哈，我们蒙恩得救，我们真是感谢主来赦免我们一切的罪。
And we have been saved by His grace, and we truly thank the Lord for forgiving all of our sins.
那有时候呢，我们虽然知道，但是我们里面好像没有这么感谢。
But sometimes, even though we know it in our head, we don't feel such gratitude in our heart.
如果说是外面哈，有人免了我们的债，也许我们会就里面就觉得很感谢。
If in the world or on this earth, if somebody forgave your debts, then you probably will feel really grateful.
但是呢，主赦免我们一切的罪债呢，有时候我们好像也觉得没有什么。
But if the Lord says He has forgiven the debt of our transgressions, we sometimes don't feel it as much.
感谢主，有借着一件事情，来让我体会到一点点这个赦罪的恩典。
And I thank the Lord. There was one thing that happened to me that reminded me how to.Be grateful of his forgiveness.
在很多年以前，我们有一次夏令会呢，我们请了一位洛杉矶的一个姐妹来到我们的当中。
And it was many years ago during the summer conference, we invited a sister from Los Angeles to come and meet with us.
这位姐妹就是编写我们唱的圣徒诗歌一位主要的同工。
And she was a main editor of the hymnal that we just used.
所以夏令会结束以后呢，我就带她到哈比机场。
So after the conference, I took her to Hobby Airport.
那是早上到八点多。
And it was about 8 o'clock in the morning.
那我送她上飞机以后呢，我就开回来，在那条路叫 Broadway 哈，我想很多人开过那条路。
After I sent her off, and I was driving back on that Broadway Street.
那我开的时候呢，就开到一个路口，前面有个红绿灯的时候呢，我就看到那个灯快要变了。
And when I was coming to an intersection, I saw the traffic light was about to change.
我犹豫了一下，我想说，我还是走吧。
And I hesitated a little bit and just thought, I'll just go for it.
那我知道非常的清楚，知道我还没有到那个过那个线的时候， 已经变成红灯了。
And I know it very clearly. I saw it very clearly. Before I crossed the line, it already turned red.
然后过去了。
But I passed it anyway.
然后后面就嗡嗡嗡嗡的声音。
And as soon as I passed it, the police sirens sounded behind me.
原来跟在我后面就是一辆警车。
Because the car right behind me was a police car.
我一点都没有看到他。
I didn't even see him.
那就把车子停在旁边。
So I pulled over.
然后就把执照啊。保险啊，给他。
And I gave the police all of my driver's license and insurance.
然后他就拿到车子里面去检查一下。
And he took all of my documents and went back to his car.
然后就回来，过一会回来，然后就到我的车子旁边。
And he came back after a while and came to my window.
他说：“哎，请问你为什么要闯红灯？”
And he asked me, "Can I ask why did you run that red light?"
我说我回去上班了。
I told him I was going back to work.
然后他问我在哪里上班，我跟他讲。
And he asked where do you work, and I told him, you know, all of my information.
然后他就把那个驾驶执照跟保险还给我。
And so he gave back my driver's license, my registration, and insurance.
他说你可以走了，下次开车的时候当心一点。
And he said, I'll let you go this time, just be careful next time.
那完全超乎我的意料。
And it's completely beyond what I could imagine.
因为我明明是闯红灯啊。
Because I knew I ran a red light.
不止他告诉我，我自己都知道。
He didn't need to tell me. I already knew that I ran a red light.
所以我等着来接受一张罚单。
So I was ready for the ticket to come to me.
哎，但是他却免了我的债。
But he forgave my sins.
哎呀，这个我真的觉得那天，感受很深。
And I had a strong impression from that day.
我已经准备要去交罚款了。
And I was ready to pay my ticket and repay my debt.
但这个债就全部都免掉了。
But suddenly my transgressions were forgiven.
这只不过是一个交通的罚单的一个被赦免。
And it's a very small matter in terms of a traffic ticket, and I was forgiven of that.
那我里面非常的感恩。
But I was full of gratitude because of it.
那但是我们想到我们所有的罪主都赦免。
But if we imagine all of our sins has been forgiven by the Lord,
我们更不应当来感谢他嘛。
Should we not even more so praise him and thank him?
圣经告诉我们说，主耶和华神是怎么样一位神呢？
And the Lord tells us who He is in the Bible.
圣经上记载的主自己说话的时候不多。
Actually, the Bible didn't record many times when the Lord spoke Himself.
有一处在出埃及记34章第六节、第七节。
But one account was found in Exodus chapter 34,
六节、七节。
And verse 6 and 7.
在那里呢，是耶和华从摩西的面前经过。
That was when the Lord passed in front of Moses.
他宣告说，主耶稣自己，主耶和华他自己宣告说，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
And he proclaimed himself.The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression and sins.
我们的神是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And this is our God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
他不长久责备我们，他也不永远怀怒。
And he does not keep his anger forever.
在诗篇103篇那边告诉我们说，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天和离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏的他的人是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
And Psalm 103 says, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as heaven are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness towards those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him.
我们怎么样来经历这赦罪的平安呢
？So how can we receive and experience such a peace from His forgiveness？
约翰告诉我们说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Apostle John told us, if anyone confesses his sin, he is faithful and righteous, and he will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们何等的感谢主。
How we thank him.
我们欠神的这个罪的公价就是死，是我们没有办法来还的。
What we have indebted to God, the wages of our sin is death, and we cannot repay it.
但是主就神就差遣他的爱子来到地上。
Yet the Lord has sent his only beloved son to the earth.
耶稣他走遍各城各乡来宣扬天国的福音，医治各样的病症。他见许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Our Lord Jesus went throughout the cities and villages, teaching them in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd.
这些人他们围绕在主耶稣的周围，看见主耶稣来医病，来赶鬼，甚至有些人他们自己也经历到这样的神迹在他们身上。主也用饼来喂饱这五千个人。
And all these people were surrounding Jesus. They witnessed firsthand how the Lord has healed and casted out demons. Even themselves were healed by the Lord, and they were fed by the Lord. Even 5,000 of them.
可是当文士、祭司长他们要来控告耶稣的时候
，But when the priests and the chief scribes came to accuse Jesus,
有许多人。就喊着说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Many of them also shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
甚至主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，还有许多人在嘲笑说：“他救了别人，不能救自己。”
Even when the Lord was crucified on the cross, many ridiculed him, saying, "He has saved others, yet he cannot save himself."
你若是神的儿子，可以从十字架上下来。
They say, "If you are truly the Son of God, then you can come down yourself from the cross."
我们常常就是这样顶撞神、悖逆神的。
So often we are the one who offended the Lord and went against him.
经历了许多神的恩典。
We have experienced so much grace from him.
但是我们却常常是硬着颈项的百姓。
Yeah, so often we are stiff-necked.
但是我们感谢主，他没有照我们的过犯来待我们。
Yeah, we thank the Lord. He did not treat us according to our transgressions.
主耶稣不能从十字架上下来，是正是因为我们。
The reason he could not have come down from the cross, it is because of us.
是的，他救了别人，可是他却不能救自己。
Yes, he did save others, yet he would not save himself.
他在十字架上向父神祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
Even on the cross, he prayed to the Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
这是神的生命。
This is a lie from God.
耶和华有恩典，有怜悯。不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Our Lord God, He's compassionate and kind, and He does not keep His anger forever.
这是父神的生命。
And this is the life of the Father.
也是主耶稣的生命。
This is also the life of our Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣可以在许多人嘲笑他，在许多人不明白他，甚至把他钉在十字架上的时候，他可以说父啊，赦免他们。
So even everyone ridicules Him.Even if everyone misunderstood him and crucified him, he can still say, "Father, forgive them."
所以我们要来认识我们的神，是一位恩典的神，是一位赦罪的神。
So we need to know our God, who is compassionate and gracious. He forgives sins.
我们每个人也都要来经历这赦罪的恩典，还有被赦免的平安和喜乐。
And all of us ought to experience the grace that has forgiven us, and also the peace that came from His forgiveness.
所以，如果我们在座的当中还有人还没有接受主的，真是我们愿意，我们就简单的像圣经告诉我们，我认自己的罪。神是信实的，是公义的，要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And so, if there's anyone among us who has not yet believed, the Bible is very simple.All you need to do is to confess your sins, and He is faithful and righteous, and He will forgive our sins.
我们要来认识神是赦罪的神。
And we need to know our God is a God who forgives our sins.
我们个人也都要这样主观的经历，来经历这赦罪的恩典。
And we all need to subjectively experience such a grace of forgiveness.
当我们经历到这样赦免的恩典的时候，那我们愿意再进到下一步。
And once we have experienced His grace, then we need to enter into the second step.
就是我们要来让这个饶恕的生命 在我们的里面来代替我们里面这个不能饶恕的生命。
We need to welcome His life, a life of forgiveness to enter into us and to substitute our life, which is naturally unforgiving.
所以主说，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也不必不饶恕你们的过犯。
That's why the Lord says, if you forgive others, your Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
我们知道主耶稣有许多的门徒。
We know, Jesus had many disciples.
其中有一个是好学生。
And one of them is a good student.
你知道我在讲谁？
I don't know if you knew who I'm referring to.
Peter.
Peter was a good pupil.
为什么彼得是好学生呢？
Why do I call him a good student?
因为他常常问主耶稣问题。
Because he always has questions before the Lord.
所以那一天呢，他就到主的面前来说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？
So that one day he came before the Lord and says, if how many times shall I forgive my brothers if they sin against me? Up to seven times?
我们会如何回答呢？
How will we answer such a question?
你曾经过饶恕一个人七次吗？
Have you ever forgiven anyone seven times?
七次其实已经不错了。
Seven times is pretty good if you think about it.
如果你问一个美国人，
If you ask anyone in this culture,
美国人就告诉你说， three strikes, then you are out.
There's an American saying that three strikes, you're out.
第一次犯罪可以原谅。
If you sin against me first time, I can forgive you.
第二次犯罪再给你一个机会。
I'll give you another chance if you do it again.
第三次再犯同样的错就不可以原谅。
But if you sin against me three times, then you're out.
就三振出局了。
So three strikes, you're out.
所以七次已经比三次要好很多了。
So seven times is much better than three times.
如果你问中国人，这样可以不可以？
But if you ask a Chinese, is this even possible?
哎呀，中国人很难办。
Chinese is even more difficult.
中国人有人说哈，人不犯我，我不犯人；人若犯我，十倍奉还。
In Chinese, this is an old saying that if you do not offend me, then I won't offend you. If you offend me, I'll pay back 10 times.
有仇不报非君子。
And he says, I will not be a gentleman if I do not avenge myself.
或是君子报仇，十年不晚。
Or even, 10 years is not too long for a gentleman to avenge himself.
其实中国人里面是很不能有饶恕的。
There is not much forgiveness in Chinese heart.
其实不是中国人，其实所有人里面都一样。
And perhaps it's not just for Chinese, but any man.
那彼得为什么说七次可以不可以呢？
So why did Peter bring up this number seven?
因为在旧约的里面，七就是一个完全的数字。
Because in the Old Testament, in the law, seven was a complete number.
所以在律法的里面呢，七次就完全了。
In the law, if you forgive seven times, you are complete.
所以我们知道，在旧约的里面呢，第七年哈叫做豁免年。
That's why in the law in the Old Testament, the seventh year is called the Sabbath year. It's a year of remission.
Yeah. 就是如果有人欠了你什么东西呢，到第七年呢，就应该免掉了。
The law says if anyone owes you anything on the seventh year, you will forgive and remit all of their debts.
然后呢，七个七年以后呢，第五十年叫做大豁免年。
And after seven times 7 years, on the 50th year, it is a year of jubilee. Yeah. It is a great year of remission.
那就是禧年。
That is the year of jubilee.
所以在豁免年的时候呢。如果有人欠你什么东西，你都要赦免。
So if on the year of remission, if anyone owes you anything, then you forgive them of their debt.
如果是希伯来人被卖作为奴隶呢，你第七年要让他走的。
And if a Hebrew brother sold himself to you as a slave, on the seventh year you should let him go and set him free.
但是在禧年，在七十个七年，在七个七年以后呢，还不只是这样，那个是一个大的豁免年。
But during the year of Jubilee, it is a great year of remission.
所以不仅前面两个都可以走。
So not only you will set them all free.
那包括那时候如果还没有走的被卖作奴隶，甚至他的所有的这个他的仆人，通通要让他回家。
But all of your servants, even those who the terms has not fulfilled yet, they can you should let all of them go.
然后呢，还不止这样。如果有人把那个地卖给弟兄的，因为太穷了，把地卖掉，地也要还他。
And not only so, if anyone is too poor and he sold his own inheritance, his land to his brother, then the buyer should return the land to him.
这是七个七。
And that is seven times seven.
那主耶稣说不够，这还不够。
And the Lord Jesus said, even so, it is not enough.
七十个七。
70 times seven.
在十里面呢，圣经上就是一个，就是很多众多的一个数目。
And the number ten always refers to a multitude, a number of multitude.
所以在律法的里面呢，好像七次其实已经够了。
And so, according to the law, seven times is already enough.
可是主耶稣说还不够。
But the Lord says it is not enough.
不仅七个不够，七个七都不够。
Seven was not enough. Seven times seven was not enough.
要七十个七才够。
Even up until 70 times seven.
这就是讲到神完全的赦免。
And that talks about the perfect forgiveness from the Lord.
神他的本性就是一个赦免的神。
And that is God's nature. He likes to forgive us.
要赦免，要饶恕，不是知识上的问题，也不是律法上的问题。
And to forgive someone, it is not a matter of knowledge, it is not a matter of law.
乃是一个生命的问题。
It is a matter of the life within us.
这是要从神来的生命才能够赦免。
Only the life from God can forgive one another.
所以主耶稣就接着讲了一个比喻。
And therefore the Lord followed it with a parable.
他说天国好像有一个人要和他一个王要和他的仆人来算账。
So he said the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves.
那这个仆人欠主人一千万两银子。
And there was one slave who owed 10,000 talents.
那他什么都没有可以偿还的。
And he had no way to repay it.
所以主人就要叫他把他的妻子儿女并一切所有都卖了来偿还。
So his Lord was going to sell him and his wife and all his children to repay his debt.
但是这个人就俯伏在地说主啊宽容我吧将来我必还清。
But the slave fell to the ground saying, have patience with me and I will repay you everything.
下面这一句很重要。
And the verse following is very important.
他说主人就动了慈心。
And it says the Lord of that servant felt compassion.
所以就把他释放了，免得他一切的债。
And out of compassion, he released him and forgave him the debt.
所以主的里面是蛮有慈爱，蛮有连续的。
And so this Lord, this King is full of compassion, full of mercy.
但是这个人他一出来以后呢，他就遇见他那个同伴欠他十两银子。
But this slave came out and found another fellow slave who owed him 100 denarii.
就揪着他，掐住他的喉咙说，把你所欠的都还我。
And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, pay back what you owe.
那这个他的同伴呢，就说宽容我吧，将来我必还清。
And his fellow slave also fell to the ground, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you."
这个人讲的话跟他自己讲的话，他的同伴讲的话跟他自己先前讲的话一模一样。
And his fellow slave said exactly the same thing as what he said earlier.
可是这个人却不肯，就把他下在监里。
Yet this guy was unwilling and threw his fellow man to prison.
所以这众同伴看见他就甚忧愁。把这件事情告诉了主人。
So his fellow slaves saw what had happened, and they were deeply grieved, and reported what had happened to their lord.
那主人就非常的生气。
Then the lord became angry.
他说：“你央求我，我就把你的债都免了。你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗
？”The lord said, "I forgave you all the debt because you had pleaded with me."Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave the same way that I had mercy on you?
所以主就交给他，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债，主就说：你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们的。
And this time his Lord moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers. And the Lord says, in the same way, my heavenly Father will also do the same to you if any one of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.
那个同伴欠这个人多少钱呢
？How much did this fellow slave owe the slave？
中文讲说是十两银子。
In Chinese it says ten.
呀，你就讲。
Or a hundred denaries.
对，就英文里面那个度量的单位叫denaries。
In English the unit of measure is denarii.
那一个 denarii 呢，就是一天的工资。
One denarius is one day's wage.
所以这个他的同伴欠这个人呢，一百天的工资。
So this his fellow slave owed him 100 days of wages.
你想想看哈，如果有人欠你一百天的那个工资，你怎么办
？If you think about it, if somebody owes you 100 days of salary, then what would you feel?
你赦免他吗
？Would you forgive him of his debt?
那我们再看看。 这个人欠他主人多少呢？
But how about this person? How much did he owe to his lord?
中文讲说一千万两银子。
Here it says 10,000 talent.
这个英文哈，就是讲到这个他连得。
And this talent.
是一个不同的度量单位。
It's a different measure.
如果换算来说呢，就一个 talent 大概是6000个 denarii.
And if you do the conversion, one talent is about 6,000 denarii.
所以你把这个做算数算一算呢。
So if you can do the math in your head.
所以差不多欠这个主人呢160,000年的工资。
So this guy owed his lord the wages for 160,000 years.
所以他的同伴欠他是100天的工资。
And his fellow men owed him 100 days of wages.
这个人呢欠这个主人呢160,000年的工资。
And he himself owed his lord 160,000 years of wages.
你换算一下，大概就是这两个差距大概600,000倍到100,000倍。
So it's about 600,000 times more, or to even maybe 1,000,000 times more.
其实这个还不准确。
And even that is perhaps not very precise.
为什么呢？因为那 denarii 呢是量银子的。
Because denarii is used to measure silver.
Talent 是量金子的。
And talent is used to measure gold.
所以我们欠主多少？
So how much do we owe our Lord?
我们欠主多少？
How much do we owe our Lord?
就照这个换算来说，这是欠100,000倍。
Even if you do the conversion, it is a million times more.
还不只是100,000倍的问题。
And perhaps not even more.
欠的东西不一样。
You're owing the Lord completely different matters.
我们欠主的是一个生命。
You're owing him a life.
是一个犯罪本来该死的生命。
A life that sinned and transgressed against the Lord.
没有人能够救我们的生命。
Doomed to death, and no one could have saved us.
人家欠我们的是什么呢？
And what do other people owe us?
不仅是一点点。
Not only they owe us so little.
而且是可以偿还的。
But also it's something that they can repay.
但是我们感谢主，因为神的生命是一个赦免的生命。
For we thank the Lord, the life of God is a life of forgiveness.
他把我们欠他的一切都偿还了。
And he has forgiven everything that we owed him.
那我们还可以回过头来掐住我们的同伴，要他还我们四两银子吗？
How can we turn around and seize our fellow man and choke him, saying, "Pay back what you owe"?
主说：“你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄。”我的天父也要这样待你们。
So the Lord says, if each of you do not forgive your brother from your heart, then my heavenly Father will also do the same to you.
饶恕要饶恕到几次呢？
How many times will you forgive a person?
我想彼得刚刚去见主的时候，他问主这个问题，他心里面已经觉得他自己很不错。
Perhaps when Peter first went to the Lord with the question, he was feeling pretty good about himself.
因为他可以饶恕他的弟兄七次。
Because he was willing to forgive his brother 7 times.
但是当主对他讲这件事情，我想彼得完全俯伏在主的面前。
But after the Lord gave him the parable, I trust that Peter will fall completely prostrate to the ground.
因为他知道这个饶恕是他里面没有的。
And he knew that this forgiveness is not something natural in his heart.
只有神的生命才可以饶恕。
Only the life of God can do such a forgiveness.
只有从神的生命才可以有这样完全的赦免。
Only from the life of God, then can we forgive anyone in such a way.
这个不饶恕人的人，圣经上讲说，他的同伴，众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，把这事都告诉了主人。
And for anyone who is not willing to forgive, the Bible says his fellow slaves saw what had happened, and they were deeply grieved.And they reported to their Lord all that had happened.
我自己在读的时候，我想说，这可能是这些同伴去跟主人、去跟神祷告。
And so I was thinking, perhaps it's our fellow Christians they went to pray before the Lord.
所以，我们若不饶恕人的话，主是会知道的。
So if we do not forgive others, the Lord knows.
主说：“你们若不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。”
And here the Lord says, if you do not forgive others, your heavenly Father.Will not forgive your transgressions.
但是你们若饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you forgive others for others' transgressions, then your Father in heaven will also forgive you.
那我们怎么样来实行这个饶恕呢？彼此饶恕的功课呢
？So how can we practice and learn this lesson to forgive one another?
那 主耶稣说要从心里面饶恕。
The Lord says we need to forgive each other from the heart.
人和人相处难免有许多的问题。
And truly, we often have difficulties as we interact with one another.
特别在家里面，在教会的里面，特别距离越近，问题就越多。
Especially at home or in the gathering, the closer you come to be with another person, the more problems you have.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we're all sinners.
罪的本性在我们的旧人里面。
The nature of sin is in our old man.
如果我们大家聚会的时候只是打打招呼，你好，我好，大家好，这样就没有问题。
If you only come to the meeting and just to greet each other superficially, I'm good, you're good, everyone's good, then there's no problem.
但是我们若一起同工，一起服侍，那难免意见会不一样，做法会不一样，重点会不一样。
But if you start to work with one another, to serve together, and to be co-workers, then you will find out that you have different opinions or different emphasis, different methods.
也许我们中间会有些摩擦或者有些冲突。
And you will have frictions between you or even conflicts.
更多的时候是有些误会。
Even more so, you will have misunderstandings.
甚至或者是对别人有成见。
Or you start to have opinions against
others. 那这些事情就拦阻我们可以彼此相爱。
And all of these will hinder us from loving one another.
只有彼此饶恕才能够除去弟兄姐妹中间的难处。
Only when we forgive one another, then we can deal away with all these difficulties.
不能赦免是我们里面一个很大的问题。
The problem in us is that we cannot forgive.
那主也借着一件事情让我学到这个功课。
And there was one thing I learned the Lord had taught me so that I can learn a little lesson.
因为我最不喜欢最不能容忍被别人误会。
Because one thing I cannot tolerate is to be misunderstood by others.
明明不是这样子，没有我没有做的事情，人家说我做，我就很不能接受。
Especially for things that I did not do and people misunderstood that I did something and it came out of nothing, and I cannot tolerate it.
那有一次在洛杉矶的时候呢，那时候我们的聚会呢有一个夏令会，我们要去参加一个特别聚会。
And when I was living in LA, there was a special meeting or a summer conference that we were going to go.
然后呢，我就要到银行里面去领一点钱，所以我就开车去领钱。
And before that, I needed to go to the bank to make some withdrawal.
因为要出门。
Because I was going for the trip.
那结果很特别的一件事情，就是当我把车子开出来，我还没有进到这个从这个小巷子开出来，还没有进到大街的时候，那我就停在那个街头前面。
And so a peculiar thing happened is as I was driving out of my own subdivision street before I even entered the driving out of the bank before I entered the major street, I was stopped in front of the stop sign.
就有一辆脚踏车呢，就很快的从这个 sidewalk 哈，就是那个人行道上骑过来。
And the bicycle quickly came out of the sidewalk.
那发生了一件很离奇的车祸。
And it's a very strange accident.
因为他的脚踏车撞到我的我的右前方的那个门。
And his bicycle ran straight into the passenger side, the front door.
然后他就飞起来。
And he flew out.
然后他的左手就把我挡风玻璃就这样打一下，我的挡风就破掉了。
And as he was flying through my windshield, his elbow struck my windshield and broke it.
然后后来我下来看看怎么回事。
So I came out of my car to see what had happened.
就这个人，年轻人一点事都没有，他的脚踏车一点事都没有。
It was a young man. For some reason, he was completely fine, and his bicycle was completely fine.
那我的车子挡风玻璃破掉。
And my windshield was completely shattered.
是汽车被脚踏车撞到。
And it was the first time a car was struck by a bicycle.
其实那时候我一下子我就知道我为什么会发生这个车祸。
And I knew exactly, or immediately at that time, knew why I had this accident.
因为我们教会里面有个弟兄呢，他觉得我在别人面前呢说他的坏话。
Because during that time there was a brother at church, he felt that I had spoken bad about him before someone else.
所以他在聚会当中，人家就不想跟他往来。
And so that's why he felt the other person would not deal with him at church.
那我明明没有做这样的事。
And I knew I didn't say anything about him.
但是呢，我心里面呢却不能饶恕我的弟兄。
But I cannot forgive him because he misunderstood me.
所以主说什么呢？主说你在要去坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就应该把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后再来献礼物。
And the Lord said, if you're presenting your offering at the altar and remember someone has, your brother has something against you, then you ought to leave your offerings, and go first reconcile to your brother, and then present, come back and present your offering.
所以车祸一发生，我就知道为什么会发生这个车祸。
So as soon as the accident happened, I knew immediately why the Lord is bringing this upon me.
后来夏天会回来以后呢，那我就跟保险公司就是的人就是见面。
So after the conference, had to deal with the insurance company.
这个人就问我说哈，他在人行道上骑车，他撞到你，这是他的错，不是你的错。
And the insurance company said, well, he was the one who ran into you, and it was his fault, not your fault.
那他人行道骑车不应该在人行道骑。
And also he was riding a bike on the sidewalk. He should not have ridden the bike on the sidewalk.
你要不要告他
？Do you want to sue him？
那这样我的挡风玻璃可以，这修的钱可以他来出吗
？So that he will pay for your windshield。
我说不用告了。
And I say it's okay.
因为我没有从心里面饶恕我的弟兄。
Because at that time I knew I was now forgiving my brother from my heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们欠主是千万两。
We have owed the Lord 10,000 talents.
主已经完全为我们付清了。
And he has paid it all.
我们还能够从心里面来饶不能够饶恕我们的弟兄。
And how can we not forgive our brothers from our heart?
我们弟兄姐妹中间的误会很多都是小的误会
and there are so many misunderstandings that are so trivial
都是那个十两银子甚至比十两银子还少
it's all just 100 denarii or even less
但是呢我们如果从自己的角度来看事情呢我们常常就过不去
but if we insist on our own perspectives then we cannot cross over from it
我们常常会对一些人有意见
and we always hold an opinion against someone
天然的人都是会来论断人，容易彼此猜疑的。
And naturally, we all like to judge one another or even doubt one another.
如果看到一位弟兄姐妹迟到
，If you see a brother or a sister that came in late,
想说可能是昨天晚上看电视看太晚，所以早上才起不来。
Then naturally, you start doubting him. Or he must have watched the TV show too late last night and he couldn't get up this morning.
因为他常常迟到嘛，他一定就是这个样子。
Because he's always late, then he it must be what he does at night.
可是也许他那天是因为去接一位朋友，要到很远的地方去接，所以才来晚了。
But how do we not know? Perhaps that morning he went to pick up a friend to come to church from far away, and that he came late because of it.
我们看很多的事情都是看外表。
And many times we see things on the outward.
我们都不知道那里面是什么。
And we never knew or come to know what really happened.
我们就容易去猜测，容易去论断，然后就下结论。
But we start doubting and questioning, and we make our own judgment.
常常我们弟兄姐妹中间的难处都是这样来的。
And a lot of difficulties between brothers and sisters come like this.
主告诉我们说，要存怜悯的心。
But the Lord tells us, be merciful.
因为神是怜悯的神。
Because our God is a merciful God.
要以恩慈相待。
Treat each other with compassion.
存怜悯的心。
And have a heart of mercy.
彼此饶恕。
Bear for forgive one another.
前一阵子我看到人家送来的一个email， 就是其实他讲到一件事情是我是觉得也能够让我们来思想的。
Earlier I received the email, and I thought what he talked about in the email is something that we can consider.
就是有一对夫妻呢，年轻的夫妻，他们坐游轮去度假。
And the email told this story that there was a young couple and they were on a cruise for a vacation.
就这船就发生船难
，and the cruise had the boat had an accident，
所以大家都抢着要去进救生艇
，so everyone was rushing into the lifeboat，
所以这个丈夫呢，他就一马当先的，他就往救生艇去跑
，and so being the husband， he was the first one who jumped onto the lifeboat，
那他就把太太留在那个船上
，and the wife was left behind，
如果那所有的人呢看到都骂这个先生
，and everyone saw what happened， and they were all accusing this husband，
他也不说什么
，and he had nothing to say。
二十年以后呢，这丈夫再回到这船难的地点。
And 20 years later, the husband went back to the place of the accident.
他说：“你可以安息吧，因为我已经把我们的女儿养大了。
”And he said, "Be at rest, my dear. I have already taken care of our children. Our daughter is grown up, all grown up now."
因为那时候他们为什么去度假呢
Because the reason why they went on the vacation at that time.
因为这个妻子得了末期的癌症。
Because the wife had last stage cancer.
所以他们想最后再去一起去旅游。
And so they wanted to go on one last vacation together.
所以我们若只看一件事情的外表就下结论的话。
So if you only see and judge what had happened from the outward.
我们常常犯了许多的错。
Then we would be mistaken.
主告诉我们要彼恩慈相待。存怜悯的心。
But the Lord says, bear with one another, forgive each other.
箴言告诉我们说，恨能够挑起争端，爱能够遮掩一切的过错。
In the book of Proverbs, the Lord says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers a multitude of sins.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生在他里面。这个是约翰一书的话。
In 1 John, the Lord says, if anyone hates his brother, he is a murderer, and there is no eternal life in the murderer.
这世界上充满着许多的问题，岂不是人跟人中间有许多的恨吗？
And so much of the problems we have in the world, it all comes from the hatred from between man and man.
恨能够挑起争端。
Hatred will stir up strife.
恨弟兄的就是杀人的。
And whoever hates his brother is a murderer.
但是爱却能够遮掩一切的过错。
Yet love covers a multitude of sins.
怜悯却能够向审判夸胜。
And mercy can boast victory before judgment.
也许我们看看这世界上的局势，我们里面非常担忧。
And as you see the things that are happening in the world, perhaps many of us are kind of worried.
因为人与人国与国有许多的冲突
because there's so much conflict between men between tribes between nations
看来好像邪恶的势力这个恨的力量比爱的力量要大得多
and we see the power of hatred so much greater than the power of love
但是感谢主告诉我们说爱能遮掩一切的过错
we thank the Lord because he said love can cover a multitude of sins
爱能够来胜过恨
And love can overcome hate.
我们愿意在地上，我们在我们的家里面，在聚会的里面，在我们工作的地方，我们来做这个爱的见证。
On this earth, in our families, in our workplace, in our gatherings, we want to be a testimony of love.
在圣经里面有一个很好的例子。
And there is a really good example in the Bible.
就是约瑟跟他兄弟的事。
That is the story of Joseph and his brothers.
因为他的兄弟因为嫉妒约瑟，就把他卖了。
Because of jealousy, his brothers sold Joseph.
我们知道说后来约瑟到埃及，然后做全埃及地的宰相。
And we knew at the end Joseph went to Egypt and became the second in command of all the land of Egypt.
他用恩慈来待他的弟兄。
And he treated his brothers with compassion.
然后。他的弟兄也还是有担心这件事情可能。
Yet his brothers were still worried.
特别是到当雅各死了以后。
Especially after their father Jacob died.
当约瑟葬了他的父亲和众弟兄回埃及的时候。
After Joseph went with his brothers to bury their father, and they went back to Egypt.
约瑟的哥哥见父亲死了，就说：“或者约瑟恨我们。”照着我们从前待他一切的恶，足足的报复我们。
And when Joseph's brothers saw their father was dead, he said, "What if Joseph bear a grudge against us and pay us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?"
因为他的兄弟是想说，若雅各他们的父亲还在的时候，约瑟可能还不会报复他。
And they were thinking, while their father Jacob was alive, perhaps Joseph would not avenge himself.
可是现在他们的父亲死了。那约瑟那时候有埃及最一切的权利，那这样他的弟兄们岂不是他们就很担忧说，照着我们从前待他的一切的恶来足足的报复我们。
But now Jacob was dead, and they were afraid that Joseph, who has all the power of Egypt, would still bear a grudge against them and pay back.
然后当这些兄弟们，来见约瑟说，父亲未死以前吩咐说，你要从前你哥哥恶待你们，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶。
And so they came and sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father charged before he died, saying, 'Thus you shall say to Joseph, please forgive, I beg you, the transgression of your brothers and their sins.'"
约瑟听了这话，约瑟就哭了。
And Joseph heard this message and he cried.
约瑟的心跟他弟兄们的心是何等的不同。
And Joseph has such a different heart from his brothers.
他的弟兄是担心说约瑟会记恨他们。
And his brothers were afraid that Joseph would hold a grudge against them.
但约瑟听到他兄弟这样，他就哭了。
Yet as Joseph heard such a message, he cried.
约瑟说，你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的。
And he wept and spoke to them.You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。
Therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.
于是约瑟用亲爱的话来安慰他们。
And so he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
哦，这是一个何等的生命！
What a life Joseph had.
他见到原来他兄弟里面呢，他们还是担忧。
Even in his brothers, they still had a fear.
但是呢，他却用亲爱的话来安慰他们。
Yet Joseph spoke kindly to them.
你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的。
You meant evil for me, but God meant it for good.
神的赦免是完全的赦免。
And the forgiveness from God is a perfect forgiveness.
圣经上说，我涂抹你的过犯，像厚云消散；我涂抹你的罪恶，如薄云灭没。
The Bible says, "I have wiped away your sins as a thick cloud, and as I've wiped away your sins like a heavy mist."
我不纪念你们的过犯。
And I will not remember your sins.
所以约瑟的生命，他是一个不计算、不纪念以前他兄弟对他的一切的恶。
And such is the life of Joseph. He does not take into account all the evil that his brother did against him.
要完全的赦免，要彼此饶恕，我们还要学会要忘记这些过去的过犯。
If we want to learn to forgive one another, we need to also learn to forget all the wrongs that people did to us.
要存怜悯的心。
To have a heart of mercy.
我们如果看到在地上其实到今天都有人是这样子把主的生命活出来，我们实在很受到激励。
And if we see on the earth someone can live out the life of the Lord like in such a way, then we will all be encouraged.
我就讲两件事情，也不多讲，但是我想很多人知道这两件事。
Then I can want to bring out a couple examples. Some of you might have known it.
第一件事情在91年的11月1号在爱荷华大学发生的事。
First event was in 1991 in the University of Iowa. There something happened.
就是有位中国留学生叫卢刚，他开枪打死了五个人。
And there was a Chinese student who shot five people.
然后后来他自己也自杀了。
And after that, he also committed suicide.
然后有一位被杀的是那个学校的副校长。
And one of the victim was the vice president of the university.
叫 Ann Clary.
Her name was Ann Clary.
那他们的家人呢，就写一封信给卢刚在中国的家人。
And her family member wrote a letter to this Lu Gang, the student's family in China.
他们已经赦免了他。
And they said, "We have forgiven you."
他们也安慰卢刚的家人。
They also spoke words of comfort.
是有什么力量能够让他们的家人能够来写这封信呢？
What power did this family have to write such a letter?
因为他们是信主的，他们有主的生命在他们里面。
Because they were believers and they had the life of the Lord in them.
第二件事情在2006年10月2号。
And second event happened in 2006 on October 1st.October 2nd.
有一个人他跑到宾州那里一个 Amish 的一个学校里面就开枪。
And someone ran into a school in the Amish community in Pennsylvania.
都是年轻的女孩子，六岁到十三岁，有五个死了，五个伤了。
And this person shot six students, four or five students.
五个死了，五个伤了。
Five were shot dead and five were injured.
然后这个枪手也自杀了。
And afterward, the shooter also committed suicide.
但是这些受害人的这些这个人跟这些年轻的女孩是无冤无仇的。
And this person had nothing against these students, young girls.
跟第一个不一样。
And it was different from the Chinese student.
因为第一个事情呢，是这个学生其实没有这样，他以为别人来对他不公平。
And the first time, the first event that Chinese student had a misunderstanding against the teachers and his fellow students.
但是第二件事情呢，是完全是这些孩子是完全无辜的。
But the second event, these girls were completely innocent.
但是我们很感动的是看到这些 Amish 的他们的人，他们选择了赦免这个枪手。
But amazingly, in that Amish community, they chose to forgive the shooter.
他们后来去参加这个枪手的葬礼。
They even went to the funeral of the shooter.
他们为这枪手的家人成立一个基金。
And they even set up a foundation for the shooter and his family.
是什么力量可以让这些人他们自己的孩子杀死的人，他却选择不仅是宽恕他们，他们可以为他们来关心他们。
As the family and the parents of the victim, young victims, what kind of strength do they have so that they can forgive the shooter and even to comfort his family?
只有从神来的生命才可以做到。
Only that they have the life of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们周围发生的一些事情，比起这些事情是太小的事情。
Brothers and sisters, all the things that happen around us are so trivial comparing to life and death.
我们为什么还会掐住我们同伴的喉咙，来要他还我们四两银子？
Why would we still seize our brothers and choke them and to say repay what you owe?
要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心。
Be compassionate to one another. Be kind and to have a heart of mercy.
若这人和那人有嫌隙，要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
If anyone has any complaint against one another, we need to forgive one another and bear with one another.
如果我们到一个地方还在施工的时候，我们常常会看到一个牌子在施工的地方。
If you go to a construction site, you will often see a sign.
他就说哈，就是说施工中请多包涵。
He would say something like, "Under construction, please forgive the mess."
Yeah, bear with me.
Or please bear with us.
这就是包容。
And that is bearing with one another.
我们虽然是神的工作，在基督耶稣里面要被做成的，但是我们还正在神的工作还正在做。
We are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus, but we're still under construction. We're still work in progress.
所以还不完全，我们还会常常犯很多的错。
We are still not yet perfect, and we still make mistakes.
神告诉我们要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
So the Lord tells us we need to bear with one another and forgive each other.
要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心。
To treat each other with compassion, with kind.
彼此饶恕是彼此相爱的基础。
And to forgive each other is the foundation of how to love one another.
我们感谢主，我们可以，我们爱是因为神先爱我们。
And we thank the Lord, we love because God first loved us.
同样的，我们能够赦免人是因为神先赦免我们。
And in the same way, we forgive each other because God has first forgiven us.
主说你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
The Lord says, love one another just as I have loved you.
同样一位主。我们的主说，主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样。
The same Lord also says, "Forgive one another, just as I have forgiven you."
那我是第一个在这边愿意跟弟兄姐妹说，若我有得罪弟兄姐妹的，请你们赦免。
And I do want to be the first to say, if I offended anyone in any way, do please forgive me.
我还会再犯错。
And I,
请你赦免。
I'm sure I will still make mistakes, and I still ask you to forgive me.
主说：“我怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样彼此饶恕。”
The Lord says, "Forgive each other, just as I have forgiven you."
在我刚得救的时候，我学了一首诗歌，也一直帮助我。
When I was still a believer, when I first believed the Lord, I learned a small chorus, and that gave me a lot of help.
我想在这跟弟兄姐妹分享。
And I do want to share with you here.
是一首非常简单的诗歌。
It's a very simple chorus.
可是这首诗歌常常唱在我的里面。
But it's always singing in my heart.
我们请四旬的姐妹先为我们弹一下。
And we ask our sister to play it through for first.Try to sing it together.
何等感谢你
Lord, how we thank you.
我们实在是欠你千万疗法的